hey, don't get it twisted. People don't bring us donuts and goodies each and every single day. Yesterday was a special, unique day. It's not like that every day in radio. So
sure would be nice if they did, though. I'm just throwing that out there if anybody feels the need.
The only thing
stop on by and bring us some breakfast.
2424 East High Ave, New Philly, 44663.
I totally forgot to pack my lunch today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say you have to run back home for me anyways, don't you?
I do, but I don't want to have to stop and get food. I'd rather someone bring it to me.
Mm-hmm. I said that statement as if like we live together and stuff. I said you have to run back home for me, right?
Yes, dear.
Sorry, honey. Forgot my coffee. No, but it's all good. Of course, Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring mm-hmm. over there in the newsroom, and Shauna Burke, who's basically just taking it easy today.
I am. I'm passing the baton today, just hanging out.
So on
kicking my feet up.
On Monday, can we even expect you to be here in the morning hours?
That's to be determined.
TBD.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out, I guess, Monday. Everybody has that to look forward
to.
But anyway, hey, you a coffee drinker, Michelle?
Yes, I cannot survive without my morning Joe.
That's exactly how I feel. Now, a new ruling has come out in California. Now, listen, there's been studies all the time. Is coffee good for you? Is coffee bad for you? Scientists and studies have gone back and forth here and there as to if it has any benefits or does it do bad things for your health. But in Los Angeles, this ruling yesterday, which could change the coffee game, at least in one state. Starbucks and other coffee sellers who, of course, sell it in California will maybe soon have to add a cancer warning label to their coffee.
That's interesting.
If this court ruling stands that was put into action yesterday, of course, they're all going to appeal, and this could go on for a long, long time. But in California, just like if you buy a pack of cigarettes anywhere, they have the Surgeon General's warning on there. You could see that on your coffee soon, too.
I knew there was a reason why I didn't like coffee.
You don't?
Come on, Shauna.
I drink the caffeinated beverages. That just gives you diabetes.
Right. Either or, both will rot your
teeth. Lesser of the evils.
If you drink too much of it, both will still rot your teeth. A judge in L.A. Ruled that coffee sellers had failed to show that the threat from the chemical compound, which is called acrylamide, produced in the roasting process was insignificant. But then all the coffee makers say, hey, listen, this chemical, there's so little in there, it's harmless to everybody. But judge says,
so you drink it for 20 years.
Yeah. And judge says, no, you may have to put that label on there.
Interesting.
So we'll see if that grows at all and goes to different states or anything. Regardless of how good or bad it may be for you, because we hear a new study every 6 months.
Right.
Nothing's going to change the way I feel about my morning cup of coffee.
I'm with you.
Nothing will ever change about it.
You know, I love how, like you said, every 6 months, whether it's wine, chocolate, even eggs. Eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you.
How could eggs ever be bad for you?
Oh, if you eat them raw, they're not real good.
What about Easter eggs? The colored ones. What if you dye them? Can you still eat them?
Like the caramel-filled ones?
No,
they're pretty good for
Easter time.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Remember, you know how they had the crayons, you could write on an Easter egg, right? But you couldn't see it until you dipped it in the dye.
It's just wax.
There's no way you can eat those.
Crayons?
No, not the crayons, you weirdo.
Who eats the eggshell? Do you write on the actual egg?
No,
you don't write on the egg, you write on the eggshell.
But it's going to seep in.
Do you eat eggshells?
It's going to seep into the actual egg.
No.
Though.
How? The eggshell's pretty thick, I think.
No, it's going to seep in there. You'll get some sort of chemical or
you have lost your darn mind.
Carcinogen in there. I'm sure of it.
I'm not sure how that could happen.
It's possible.
All right.
It's plausible.
Eric says it is. We'll go with it.
Did you color Easter eggs this year?
My kids did last night.
Did they?
Yeah. Okay. I was working on some Easter shirts.
Yeah, by the way, which I have the monies for you present.
Your kids are going to look adorable.
I know they will.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts made by Shauna. By the way, that's a great business name right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shirts made by Shauna.
You might be my marketing rep.
10% is what I will take.
We'll have some conversations.
We will. We'll go down that road. Hey, when I mentioned this earlier, somebody looked at me like I had 8 heads. And that was Michelle. Space news for you right now. There's a Chinese space station that's tumbling towards Earth. It's going to have a fiery death. Could land anywhere on Earth, they say, between Saturday and Sunday. We could have somebody on planet Earth could have a Chinese space station on their front lawn for Easter. During their Easter egg hunt, that'd be the prize of all prizes.
Hunting for nuts and bolts.
Right there. the falling Chinese space station. It's called Tiangong 1. I'm pretty sure I pronounced that correctly.
I doubt it.
I didn't take Chinese in high school. Took Spanish and still don't pronounce any of that correctly. But anyway, it's tumbling in orbit and may crash back to Earth. They say Easter Sunday or Saturday morning, but all signs are pointing to.
I thought most stuff like burned up once it got into the atmosphere.
Yeah, they say some debris could be falling. This thing's as big as a school bus.
Oh.
So it may not all burn up in the Earth's atmosphere.
Chinese hail.
Pretty much is what it is. Scientists and engineers, they can't really pinpoint where this thing is going to fall. If you look at the map, which, I mean, Shauna, look at this map here. I'll hand this to you. It basically is expected to fall on Earth somewhere between the latitudes of 42.7 degrees north and 42.7 degrees south. Basically, that ranges from, like, South Dakota and Nebraska all the way to the southern tip of South America.
And we're totally in on that.
I'm telling you, we could see this plummet to the Buckeye State.
This is my question. Is this... you know, a freak accident? Did they know this was happening? Is it, you know, some secret mission by China to spy on us?
I'm glad you asked. Because
I'm really interested to know why this is crashing into our atmosphere.
Space news. That's our space news, Ben, right there, brother. I'm a big space...
I was really into it.
I'm a big space nerd, if you did not know yet already. They launched this thing in 2011, okay? And it was up there doing its thing, and all of a sudden some malfunctions. They lost communications with it, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, there it is again. Oh, it's plummeting towards Earth. And that's where we're at now.
That's kind of how I deal with my kids. You know, after I don't hear from them in a while. Oh, crap. That's what they've been doing. There they are.
It's normally...
The destruction is about the same as well.
It's normally when it's silent, you're like, wait, it's too quiet.
Wait a minute. I had two kids.
There's something going on. Yeah, I do that all the time. They're in there playing, and then all of a sudden you hear nothing but dead silence. You're like, wait a second.
That's when you worry.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we'll find out, I guess, Sunday where this bad boy is going to land. Harmlessly in the ocean or harmfully on somebody's front lawn.
Now, who's responsible if that damages property? I mean, or injures someone?
I mean, because a lawsuit will have to come.
Right.
Because
if I get
hit in the head.
2018.
If I get hit in the head by some Chinese space debris.
Someone's going to pay.
Someone's paying for
it. Who do you sue? I don't know.
Well, you start with...
Chinese government?
Yep.
Chinese space program?
You have to start here.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can you even do that?
I'll just go right after Kim Jong-un, so...
Oh.
Just go right after that guy.
That's going for the big guns.
That's going for the jugular. But anyway, hey, remember later you have a chance to win $25 to Bell Stores. Also, we'll have some Easter fun facts for you. Of course, Easter coming up this Sunday. IX Center tickets. And, I almost forgot about this, guys. Don't go anywhere, Michelle. Don't go anywhere. It's a Facebook and Twitter poll Friday, by the way. A couple questions up. One has to do with baseball season. You excited it's back? Make sure you vote on that. And then also, I want you gals to, by the 8:30 hour, maybe come up with a top three or top five list of this poll question, which is in honor of Roseanne, which came back this past week. What are some of your favorite 90s television shows?
Ooh.
We'll discuss that.
Fun.
A little bit later. So now, how old are you, Michelle?
how old?
I think I am.
She's around your age.
Actually, we are the same age.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So we will. We both kind of grew up around the same time frame and probably watch a lot of the same 90s television shows. Shauna, you're a little bit older than us, but it's okay.
Just a tad.
It's all right. You would never tell. You would never tell.
But you did. Thanks a lot.